Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barbara Calvano, your host of Let's Ask the Angels, now on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm really excited to be here today. It's a beautiful day here in New York City, and I hope you're having a good one wherever you are in the United States or from around the world. My name again, Barbara Calvano. I have a practice called B. Calvano Coaching, where I am a certified angel card reader from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. I'm also certified in angel tarot and angel dream interpretation. My background is I am also a professional actress, a painter, and I have been a choreographer and dancer. So my background is in the arts. And also I have a commitment to my well-being and health. I practice yoga and meditation. And I came to doing this show and getting involved with angel card readings in my own pursuit and interest in personal development. And I've been doing this for probably over 30 years. I came to New York City from Ohio, the Midwest, to pursue modern dance back in the 70s. And continued in the arts and always was interested in ways to better myself, to increase my creativity, a search for the meaning of life at one point. And now here I am approaching, I would call it my midlife, because I think that we all can have a possibility of living as possibly as long as you want. I've created myself as a spiritual intuitive, and I love assisting and supporting people with information and guidance to empower them to have a life of more peace and ease. And when I say peace, I'm not talking about passive and passive energy. I'm saying being peaceful so that you have your true power. Being peaceful so you have access to being able to listen to your authentic thoughts, to your heart, being peaceful so that no matter what's happening in your life and in the world, that you can breathe and have the least amount of stress. It's also my commitment that you have abundant health and happiness. And what I found from my own experience in taking courses that I so believe in taking whatever comes your way, basically, that someone is presenting you with an idea, always be open. Just be truly open, because that in and of itself is an angel opening a door for you. We all have different backgrounds, different histories, different stories, but at the core of it all, we're all human beings. And also, at the core of it all, we're human beings, and this show is about asking angels for guidance. And angels, I'm rather new to it. I've been doing it for 2 years, documented. But before that, I always had a very good sense of intuition and using that in my creative arts as an actor or as a painter and a dancer, the ability to take an idea quickly and to manifest it, whether it's creating a painting or creating a dance or cooking. And it's a tool that we all have. Some of us use it more than others. Some of us think, you know, that we're left brain, I'm right brain, meaning, you know, I'm a creative type, I'm not this type. But I think we all have within it ourselves the ability to balance both sides, the left brain, right brain, the linear, and the inspired creative self. And that being said, you know, on today's show, the topic for the month of July has been Awaken to Love And I added to this title, this for today, Awaken to Love with the Angels. And so angels may appear to you in a human form. They could be also, you might hear them and not see them through a message, a repetitive message you hear in your mind, or a message that you read, or anything that, like right now in your life, you know you've been having this nagging thought. And I'm going to assert that possibly that's an angel trying to get your attention. Now, what do we do with a nagging thought? And a nagging thought could be, I need to save money. I need a better job. I need a new boyfriend. I need a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I need to find a way to be more patient. I need to get out of this place where I'm living and find something more, you know, conducive to who I am. I'm interested in learning how to do this, to do yoga, to do tango. And you have this repetitive thought, I don't know, a few months. Some of us may have the repetitive thought for years. And I'm going to assert that behind that thought is a whole new world. And I can only say that from my own experience. A whole new world. Now, you could have a nagging thought, I really want to try that. I want to try that hot yoga class. I had that for years. I'm going to say for at least 4 years. When I finally took the class, I could not believe how much fun, how much exhilaration, how much energy, how much my body loved it, how much stronger I got. And before that, it was a really nagging thought. You know, I should check that out. So whatever is going on in your life right now with what I call the nagging thought, the question that keeps coming up over and over again, and you know what it is because it's the one that you like reach for Oprah for, and I love her because I get a lot of answers from her shows on the OWN channel. Or it's the thing that you reach for when you're at Barnes & Noble's or at a bookstore or when you're online. What do you Google? What is that thing that interests you and that stirs your passion? I'm going to assert that it's a key. It is a door to a life that you can't even imagine. And I'm going to share something about myself before I go into our weekly three-card reading, and then I'm going to take listener calls, and I see I have several of you already waiting, and thank you so much for calling in today. I want to assert that nagging, you know, before I worked with angels, I really thought it was just a really nagging thought or something that's bothering me, or I keep thinking about this. Sometimes I would tell people, sometimes I wouldn't. And one of the things that I'm going to share with you, something very personal, because I'm very open about it today. I'll be 60 in February, and I'm really happy about that only because with the angel work, I feel like I'm 19, and literally it can change your body, it can change your energy, and it can change your mind, your ability to take in information. That's a whole other story. But right now, I want to share with you, on August 1st, I will be celebrating 23 years of sobriety, and that means no alcohol for 23 years. Now, before that, in high school, did I drink? Absolutely not. In college, because I was such a goody-two-shoes in school and everything, I think by the time I got to college, I was ready to let loose. But it wasn't so much there because I was a dancer and I performed a lot. It was after 21 when that's when I started to just using alcohol to relax. And I never thought I had a problem until it just slowly became something like a crutch. And I really didn't develop ways to deal with the world, to cope with stress, to cope with things that I wasn't happy with. And when I turned 35, that's when I had that nagging pushed, like, you know, maybe you shouldn't drink so much, or maybe not even about that. It was more, maybe there's something in life that I don't realize. So it had nothing to do with the alcohol. It had to do with there's something that's just not square. There's something that's not aligning, and I'm doing all the right things because I always had a job. I always was working. I was always creating either dances or paintings, and I was just, you know, everything. I was going to the gym and taking dance classes, and I was doing everything looking good on the outside, but deep within myself, there was always something like slightly off. And for me, I found out that it was, for me, I had an allergy, and it was best for me to, like, not have alcohol anymore. And for myself, that my life turned from a black and white experience to, I'm going to say, full technicolor. I experienced a full range of emotions, not overnight, mind you, but I found my voice. I found a voice where here I can talk to you. I can talk to thousands of people about myself personally and not take it personally. I could share myself fully and feel so connected. And that was my experience. And I just opened this up for you that there's something there. I'm sure that you want to stop doing, something you want to start doing, something you want to complete, meaning you want to end something, but you might be afraid. And we're all humans, and we all have an automatic way of doing things, usually based on something we learned when we were about 2 or 4 years old, but that doesn't matter. What matters today is that you're here, you're listening to A New Possibility, which is about connecting with divine entities, ascended masters, angels, archangels, and they're available to help you at any given moment. And there are many, many, many more angels than there are people. So never worry. They're always there available to assist you. And all you have to do is ask, because they cannot help you unless you ask. And literally they're waiting for you to ask. And I know many of us have asked, you know, in moments in when we're really stressed out or when things are really, really coming to a head and we're like, please help me, God, or your higher power, or please help me, you know, whoever you worship or don't worship, or whoever you're connected to as an empowered being. But usually we don't ask for help until we hit the bottom, you know, when we're really like down and out, sick or broke, or sometimes physically abused, emotionally abused. But at this time and age, and because of the internet, and because of the way technology has moved through the time, we are so, so more connected. And not just through the digital age, but through the energy and through air and through the ethers. More and more people talk about angels. It's easier. It's not something that just a few people talk about. Many of us have had angelic encounters. My own experience is by working with angels and archangels, I've been able to access an energy that is so easy, instantaneous, and the connection is immediate. And I don't put down any courses. I think any course that comes your way is part of your journey, part of your path. But what I also sense is that people today are so ready for embracing their full intuition and your full capacity to be psychic, meaning your ability to intuit, to know very deeply, to be connected, to know when you can trust someone and when you can't, the ability to access all this energy and information in a much, much more rapid way than ever before on planet Earth. And it's all part of this shift in consciousness that's been happening. And I'm not going to go too much into it, but we all know if you look at even see what are things that people talk about now that they didn't talk about 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago on the news and in the media. So that being said, I'm going to go ahead and do the weekly reading that I do, and now that I'm on Saturdays, this reading is going to be for starting next Monday, and it may already start. You may feel this energy already in your life today. Not to worry. This is the message that I was guided to tell you, and it's from, I use the decks of Doreen Virtue. They're beautiful. They're loving. All, even her Angel Tarot deck is all full of joy. It's all moving you towards opening your heart, gently guiding you, and powerfully guiding you so that you can create your life. So the first card for Monday, Tuesday, from the Archangel Oracle card deck is Angel Therapy. And here we have the Archangel Raphael, his name is God Heals. And his aura is emerald green. And you can call upon Raphael yourself at any time you need healing, or your pet needs healing, or someone you know, you can provide distance healing. And today I'll just tell you simply by having the intention and holding in your thoughts and just sending the thought out. That's what I'll simply talk about today. But here it says, give your cares and worries over to us angels and allow us to take your burdens. The angels are always available to help you with any situation in your life right now, and all you have to do is ask, which I was talking about. They can only assist you if you ask them. So all you have to do is close your eyes and take a deep, cleansing breath and mentally ask for help. And try not to be attached to the outcome, you know, what the form of guidance or message will look like. You know, it's just like when you're in a restaurant and you ask the waiter, you give him your order for your food, and then he walks away with your order and takes it to the kitchen. You don't necessarily ask the waiter to come over again and say, excuse me, I'd like to place my order again. I mean, he would look like you, like you're crazy. So literally, it's just like that. Place your order once and then let it go. And that's where this angel work and type of coaching and working with angels is. It really is about learning how to just be peaceful and use some angel therapy techniques, which I talk about on my different shows, so that you can have peacefulness and your energy is not bombarded by others. Then you can be open to receiving an answer and guidance. So the answer may come in the form of a hunch or an intuitive idea or even divine intervention. So if you receive any repetitive guidance, like a message, like I said, that nagging thought over and over again, go to this store or go to this concert. You never know. You might meet your future husband or wife there, or you might meet your future business partner, or you might meet the particular doctor that you need for your son or your daughter. You know, that is the type of divine guidance. So it's important that you follow it without hesitation or delay. So that's Monday or Tuesday, Archangel Raphael's message. On Wednesday, Thursday of next week, the card I was guided to draw says, you know what to do. And the Archangel here is Uriel. And his name means God's light. And here it says, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. So here it's like the same thing that I was guided to tell you. It's a time of acting upon things without delay, because you already know what to do. And some of you, since 2013, January 1st, in the first week, you know what to do. But, you know, we've still been hesitating, procrastinating, and that's okay. We're all human. But now we're being told here at the end of July, get into action. Go ahead. Jump in. So here you are being asked to embrace the infinite wisdom and inner knowledge you already have. So Uriel is asking you to acknowledge that you are far more wiser than you think. And here, you're being guided to trust yourself more. And if you have any doubts, you can use Uriel for clear signs to validate your thoughts and ideas. And that's another thing great with working with archangels. So say you have a great idea, but you're not sure. Like today, you're really not sure, but you can ask for validation. And you can do that on your own using angel cards, or with a reading from me or from another angel card reader. And through that, you will get validation. And I don't know about you, but I like validation because I actually get empowered by that. So that's something that we can do. So you may not see the whole picture of where it's going. That's another thing. Uriel will give you a clear step, the next clear step for you to take. He may not give you the whole big picture of how it's all going to roll out, but not to worry. Only focus on what's right now in front of you. And isn't that a great way to take apart a project? You just want to look at that. Now, it's always great to have a vision, and there's nothing wrong with a vision, but I like to use the vision of being peaceful and, you know, without stress and grace and ease, because I have a lot of friends who created their projects of creating lots and lots of money, and I got to tell you, they sure ain't peaceful, and they sure aren't healthy. And so the step that they missed was one step at a time, really embracing the journey, and don't jump so many steps ahead that you get something at the cost of something going out of balance because it's not necessary. It really isn't. I've seen so many people do that, get hugely ill, and it's just not, it's not what we do in 2013 on planet Earth anymore with all that we have available. So use Uriel to validate your idea, and also if you want new brilliant ideas, he can assist you with that. Friday, Saturday, Sunday for next week, hello from heaven. And this is from Archangel Azrael. And Azrael is, his name is Whom God Helps. And he's the archangel that assists our loved ones and our pets when they cross over, they pass on. And he helps people who are grieving, who still need help with their grieving. And here he says, your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of your worries and feel their love and blessings. Now, this is a beautiful message that your loved ones who have passed over are wanting to support and assist you also in being peaceful and happy. So not only with the archangels that can assist us, our beloved friends and family members, if you ask them, they're ready to assist you. They also have this whole journey of working out their spiritual path after they've crossed over. But those who are ready, they're there to assist you. And sometimes we can often feel their presence with maybe a smell or a particular flower or music that they loved, or some message will show up in your environment and you'll say, you know, that's what my grandmother used to like, or that's what that food she used to make, you know, I see it right now. Well, that's in a way a message that's being given to you that she's near you and that she's there to assist you. So you can ask Azrael to bring you a message or a dream visitation from your loved ones in heaven. And how you would do that is before you go to bed, you could ask Azrael, please, tonight in my dreams, could you please have a visit? I would like a visit from my father who's passed over, or from my cat, my beloved cat. And let it go. Don't worry so much, and do that. One of the best ways to work with being able to hear and receive messages from angels, archangels, and ascended masters is to live a life where there's the least amount of toxins in your life. And some of you may know this or not. You want to be able to clear your home, your body, your environment, your workplace, and how do you do that? You're not going to be able to do it all at once, I promise you. But becoming mindful of, like, you know, maybe there was a time where you enjoyed watching certain types of drama on television, but you now know that, you know, that energy of what I just saw makes me feel icky. And you know what? It does. You know, if you watch a particular type of violent television show or movie, yes, you know what? It's going to affect you. So just slowly see where you can detox. Imagery, media. Some people can't take caffeine. Most people, when you eliminate things that cause you jitteriness, cause you to be hyped, clean out your diet. If you feel guided to give up alcohol, do that. If you feel guided to give up white sugar, do that. And you don't have to do this all at once. And also know that if you ask Raphael, the archangel, he can assist you with any addictions or cravings. And you could have a divine intervention where you have that craving no longer. And for some people, it could be cakes and cookies. For some people, it could be relationships that are toxic. You know, until you're aware of what that you have going on you in and around your environment, you can't really make a change. So what I'm here to tell you is that you have the ability and the power to shift anything that's not working in your life for the better, for the whole, for the more peaceful. You have that power. And we are made in the image and energy of our Creator. This is not religion. This is just a more of a, like a quantum theory. You know, if we looked at ourselves under a microscope, at the very core, we would just see moving particles. We're just moving energy. And we all have our own particular religions, which I wholly honor and respect. But in terms of how I see it, is that you are made in the image of your Creator, and therefore you have in you everything the Creator is. You're not less than. you're basically one and the same. I am that I am. And with that, the more you clear out that's not love and pure light, you know, clear out your ego, the more you're going to be able to tap into that power. And what does that power feel like? It feels like having unlimited energy. It feels like having unlimited love. That means patience. You know, patience in the world where there seems to be more and more stress. So having that and being able to, whether or not you accumulate the millions or the hundreds of thousands you want before you die, or the huge mansion by the ocean, or, you know, whatever material things, and they're all wonderful. Believe me, they're beautiful. But at the core of it all, if you could hold in your heart such peace and love and embrace the true beauty that's in your life right now, that's what my show is about, and that's what I'm committed for you. So right now, I'm going to take just a minute break, and I'm going to be taking the listener calls and answering your questions, any question that you would like to receive divine guidance from the angels today. And so just give me 1 second. I have something called break music. So I don't have it, so I'll play this. Welcome back to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Barbara Calvano, and I'm now going to take listener calls. And please let me know your name and how I may help you today. So the first caller is from area code 615. Thank you so much for waiting.
Hello,
hi there,
how are you?
Good.
Hi. My name is Vicki, and I'm from Tennessee.
Oh, hi, Vicki. Nice to hear you.
Thank you for taking my call. I saw your show, and I love hearing about angels because they're so comforting.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just been asking for assistance from Archangel Raphael, and when you talked about him, I was like, okay, there's my confirmation.
Yeah,
that he is with me. I just got so excited. Yes. I was wondering if I could ask you a question.
Sure, go ahead.
And from some of the reading I've done about Raphael, he's also a matchmaker.
Yes. Also Shemuel. Have you heard of Shemuel?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but go ahead with what you were saying.
Well, I was wondering if he has brought a man named Joseph to me.
That, I'm able to, what I can do is confirm, I can do a romance angels card for you, reading.
Okay.
And we could see that I can ask about this Joseph, you know, because I'm not the type of psychic or medium that sees names, not yet, you know. So, but I can give you a reading about this person. If that's what you would like.
That would be wonderful.
Okay. So Joseph is someone who's in your life right now, or?
Yes.
Okay. And what I can do is ask the romance angels what guidance they have about this gentleman in your life right now.
Okay.
Is that okay? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So here I have the card deck, and my card decks, again, are from Doreen Virtue, who I study with. Okay. And I'm drawing three cards. You know, often it is the past, present, and future. And it also can be a message where they all coincide. So here, the first card, Vicki, is that it says chemistry. So definitely there's a strong magnetic attraction here. And that's what we see. So that's great. The second card says forgiving and learning. So for you, it says, as you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moments. So if there's anything that you need to forgive from any past relationships, that's the guidance that's being told right now. And now you may say that you have, you know, that you think you have, but if there's any energetic connections to any past lovers or husbands, you're being asked to cut those cords. Do you know about etheric cord cutting?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just you're being asked to just make sure that, you know, you cut any cords from that. And then the third card, it says, divine timing is worth waiting for. So divine timing is at work in your love life. So my sense from this reading is that this is a divinely timed relationship, and that worth waiting for. So worth waiting for. I don't know, is this person able to fully commit to you at this time, or, you know, is this person fully available for you right now?
Oh, you're asking me? I don't know that well. I get that.
Okay.
I just get the strong feeling he's here for healing,
mm-hmm,
and romance.
Okay. So there's a double message in this card worth waiting for. It says divine timing is at work in your love life. So you are, if it's to work, it's divinely guided. If it doesn't work, not to worry. The next one is it's coming very soon. So
okay.
I'm just going to look at this. It says that you're strongly attracted to this person, and this forgiving and learning card may be that you both, there's something, like you said, as you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moments. Oftentimes we'll get a soulmate, a relationship will come into our life, and it's not necessarily the one that we'll have for the rest of our life, but it's a relationship that's there for both of us to heal something that we've come into this lifetime to heal a particular lesson. And then that's done, and it's, sometimes when we're in our teens and our 20s, I could say this could be for older women also, you know, we can get really stuck, you know, attached is the word. But here it says, forgiving and learning. The third card saying worth waiting for. There's a possibility that it might not be the one that's going to be forever. That's what I'm getting from this. But that this relationship could definitely be one where you're going to be learning something you need to learn. And that, you know,
okay,
all relationships are whole and complete and have something to offer us. One of the things I discovered and I've learned about relationships is that, say the angels give us this message that it's not necessarily saying that he's not the right one, but there's a lesson to be learned in the relationship. If the lesson is learned, we're very often able to, I'm going to not say convert, but have this relationship like transformed into almost a different energy because both of us have learned something. This is something that happened in my own marriage. I'm married now 24 years, and something happened where we went through something very, very difficult where we could have separated. But because we became almost like better people, we learned the life lesson, we actually became different people. And then, therefore, we're able to just stay together and to continue on. So that's the message that I'm getting, that you definitely are attracted to this person. There's something to learn, definitely to learn from this. The third card saying, worth waiting for, divine timing is at work in your love life. So that the angels are looking at creating the relationship that you dream of, the one that's going to be the one that fulfills you for the rest of your life. Worth waiting for. So that's the message. It may or may not be the one, you know, but not to give up hope. That's what the card is saying.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Vicki. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. The next caller is area code 901. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. What is
your name? Hi, my name is Anna.
Hi.
And I would just like for you to do a three card spread.
Okay.
On love for me.
Did you say on love also?
Yes.
Okay. Very good, Anna. Thank you for waiting also. Okay.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. So I'm going to clear the same Oracle card deck that I just used for the previous caller. And then what we do when we do angel card readings is that we ask for protection, divine guidance from any lower energies, and also ask for clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And Haniel is for clarity, and the protection we ask from Archangel Michael. Okay, so here I'm doing the three-card reading for you, Anna.
Okay.
The first card says, past life relationship. You have known each other before. So if there's someone in your life right now that you're interested in or you may be involved with. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And second card says, yes, soulmate. This is your soulmate. And the third card says, this could be the one. Well, this is an interesting flow of cards. Yes, this is your soulmate. You've already met the romantic partner you seek.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. The angel romance definitely, I can feel how fast this one is. There's something very fluid about the energy. They're like saying, hey, you know.
Yes. It's there. And we did know each other from long, long, long ago. And the cards are just, I don't know, they all fell into place, 1, 2, 3. So I thank you for the confirmation of that.
Oh, and then I felt drawn to do one more card. And the fourth card says, you deserve love and you are lovable. So it's like, it's almost like the frosting on the cake. It says, you know, just really embrace this in all of its glory and all of its things that are not glorious sometimes, you know. But there's something here very, very, I just want to say palpable and real. And, it feels very joyous. You know, so that you deserve love. You know, so whatever all the things that you've done in your life to prepare yourself for this relationship, you've done your work. You know, you've done your work.
Okay.
And a wonderful example. This energy is a wonderful example for other people, so that when they see you and you know, and they know you as a couple. That this energy is available because some people have lost hope. You know.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Anna. This was a delightful reading. Okay. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you
again for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Okay. So the next caller is a gentleman. And your name is Greg?
Greg.
Hi, Greg. What can I do for
you
today?
Hi, how are you doing? I was just calling to see what the angels wanted to reveal.
Okay. Just a general reading then, okay? Okay. Because for the rest of you who are listening, you can ask about work, you can ask about health, and also a general guidance reading. And, Greg, I love to go to the Archangel Michael Oracle card deck because he has just... he knows what's called our Akashic records, the records that are from the beginnings of time about who we are, our life purpose.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah, so I'm going with the, that's what I was guided to go with the Archangel Michael. Okay, so here we go. Okay, Greg, so the first card says, okay, kind of a similar card. The first card says, detach from the situation. And here on these cards, there are prayers. And this prayer says, Archangel Michael, I ask you to use your flaming sword to cut any attachments to fear or drama so that I may be centered in the knowingness that peace is everywhere within me and this situation. So there's a situation in your life that may be causing you some stress, and it's asking you to detach from it. And I will, have you heard about cutting cords before, Greg?
I've done the the Doreen meditations before.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so that's what, you know, is asking you to cut any cords, you know, with this situation. The second card, as we continue, says energy healing work. And it says, thank you for sending me healing energy to me and through me for my own blessings and for those all around me. Thank you for connecting me to loving and high integrity healers and teachers of energy healing modalities. So energy healing work, this very well could be you as an energy healer and also in healing yourself. Oftentimes we do both as we learn and as we teach. But that you have this ability to heal others, and you are also very attuned to energy. And the third card says, it's time to leave this unhealthy situation. And the prayer on the card says, Archangel Michael, what parts of my life do I need to focus on more closely right now? And thank you for helping me hear your answers and for giving me the courage to make healthy changes in my life. So whether it's a work environment that you're in and you're thinking of changing careers, or there are also some dietary changes or relationship changes, it's now time for you to like really take a look at. Because here the center card is that you are a healer, and the energy's healing energy wants to come through you even more, right? We have this beautiful card with the archangel with his hands in prayer, and you just see this white light all around him and rainbow light. I'm also guided to pull one more card on for you, and it says, oh, okay, here it says, you created this situation, and you have the power to change it. And it shows the archangel at an easel with a palette and a paintbrush, literally painting and creating the picture of his life. And it says, thank you for letting me lean on your strength and for reminding me of my personal power. Please guide me to manifest and heal according to divine will, creating peace and blessings for everyone involved. So it sounds like a shift that's ready to occur, or you maybe already started it in your life.
That's one of the reasons why I called in, because as soon as I start to talk with spiritual people, my energy level goes right up again. There's just the lack of opportunity where I live to do anything like that. So that's part of, you know, even just talking to you. And getting this confirmation, you know, just helps.
Well, I want to tell you what I did, because I made my shift, is that, you know, with the wonderful ability of the internet, are you on Doreen Virtue's Facebook page?
No.
Anyone who's listening, this is a great community of healers from all around the world, and at all different levels, but there's wonderful, they kind of like screen if there are any bullies or any negative energy, you know, people, you know, they're just kicked off, you know. So it's a really safe, wonderful place to meet people, to read what other people are writing, messaging. Doreen's courses, if you saw, she has some that are really inexpensive but are really, really powerful. Her angel card reading course, that's an online course from Hay House, is so powerful. I thought, you know, it's $100. Well, you know, what can it be? Four classes. It can totally change your life and get you so connected to your talents, your intuitive abilities. And then she has these other courses, and don't let them fool you. They are so, so powerful. But her community page is Doreen Virtue. It used to be the Doreen Virtue official fan page, but it's just Doreen Virtue. You can join there. Introduce yourself, and you will slowly meet other people. And, you know, there are a few people, I've never seen them in physical form, but I get feedback, and I get such an empowering feeling. Because my Facebook page, for me, is only a spiritual community. It's not about anything else, not gossip or nothing else. And I have friends I had to, like, unfriend or kick off. It's just like, I'm not, hey, it's my newspaper that I get to create on the Internet. And it feeds me so much energy, right? So, I ask you to take a look at that. You might really connect with that. I live in New York City, so there's a lot of people, but there's not everybody that I really want to talk to all the time about angels. But another thing I found out, Greg, is that you'd be surprised who, you know, if you just start doing this, all of a sudden you'll start talking about angels, and the person who's at the grocery store who, you know, and you might live in a place where you never think someone would talk about angels, but I was like, you know, in the groceries looking at peppers or something, and this woman, we just started talking about organic and this kind of food, and she opened up her life to me. And in that moment, I was able to talk to her about angels. I didn't book an appointment with her or anything, but I became a friend for this stranger to open herself up to something she'd been thinking about, but she really had no one to talk about. So you can become like an angel magnet, you know, I'm trying to say, you know, wherever you walk, you know what I mean? Wherever you walk in your community, you never know. You never know. And sometimes God or higher power puts us in places where there's nobody. You know, there's this one gentleman who started the first yoga studio back in the 70s in New York City. And I remember him, and I read, he said, you know, why? I'm being guided to open this studio way out here in this area where no one's going to go to yoga in this area. And, you know, he had one of the most successful yoga studios. And now in New York City, there are like thousands, you know, of yoga studios, right? Sometimes we are put in a place to be the light. And the next word was teacher. So by you opening up today, there's a lot of other Blog Talk Radio shows, wonderful shows. There's 1-2 Radio, which has a lot of wonderful healers and psychics. There's so much.
1-2 Radio?
Yeah, 1-2 Radio. Yeah,
okay.
These are all free programs, right, where you connect, and then you connect to them on Facebook. And before you know it, you have people that you can tap, you know, touch base with every day. Then you go about your job and you go about your things. But all of a sudden you have a community of support, you know?
Yeah.
And it's there. It's really there for you. So really good luck with that. And, you know, it's here. It says you're a healer also. You know, you're a healer and a teacher. So it's time to let that energy wants to bust through, you know? So,
okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
And thank you for calling. Okay. Bye-bye. Now, the next caller is area code 718. How may I help you?
Hi
there. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Ashiel.
Hi, Ashiel.
I spoke to you before. I don't know exactly when.
Okay.
A while back. I have a birthday coming on next Friday. And I'm just trying to see if I can get a message regarding my career and my love life.
Okay. So shall we do love life? Because it's best if I focus on one card.
Okay.
Shall we do love life? Because sometimes, believe it or not, and I think my listeners can relate to this, many times love life is very connected to finances. You know, it's like, you know, it's very connected to finances. Sometimes it's a reason why we think we have a relationship, but we don't have a relationship. I don't want a relationship. Women are too expensive. You know, it's like, it's crazy, right? So it's often combined. And the success of the relationship often depends on how we look at finances, too. You know,
no, I agree. I totally agree.
How we share our ideas about abundance and flow. So, okay, so we'll just do this reading on the love life today from the same deck, the Romance Angels Oracle card deck by Doreen Virtue. And those listening also, you can get these card decks, and I don't get a commission from this or anything. I just believe they're so remarkable as an app on your iPhone or smartphone. And they work exactly the same way through Law of Attraction. Okay. So here, the three cards say, the first card says, you may be in a relationship with someone or there's someone who's very close, so you're thinking about it. It says, give your relationship a chance. Work on your partnership. So I don't know if you're involved with someone right now.
No.
It says, okay. So then what it's saying, we're going to go through the rest of the cards and see how this all combines. Then if you're not involved with someone right now, it could be to open your heart to give relationship a chance. Give it a chance. The second card says there's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep this relationship going. So it says, here it's talking about unrequited love. So it's talking about a relationship. Third card says
there's someone I was interested. I was interested in with, you know, but you know, nothing really happened. So
well, that's what this card is saying. Yeah, it says. But it's complete. It's not one that you're going to go back to.
It was became a little more of friendship, and we still have each other's contact, and you know, it was becoming a little hard for me. So, and we used to go, you know, I don't know. I can never say never, you know.
Okay. Well, here, this is the message we're getting today for you. It says, give your relationship a chance. Work on your partnership. So perhaps there's something in you that needs to learn how to forgive, be more patient, be more open that things, I don't know how you get, if you have an argument or something happens, you know, it says be more open to creating healing, you know, give yourself more possibility. The second card says there's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep this relationship going. So it says that relationship wasn't, you know, really for you. You weren't getting what that was complete. It wasn't really, you know, it was what it was, but it's time to move on. The third card says you deserve love. So you definitely are open and deserving. And here I'm drawn to pull a fourth card for you, and it says keep an open mind. Here the message to you, it says your soulmate may differ from your usual type and expectations. So I don't know if you have like in your mind like, you know, she's got, you know, the person has to look a certain way. They have to have this kind of, you know, body type or hair. They have to, you know, maybe be this from the same culture or race. Here the message is saying keep an open mind. Open. Your next partner may be completely different than what you normally have an expectation on, right?
Okay.
I can give you an example for myself. When I met my husband, he did not, I knew he was my husband. I could feel the energy. I knew he was my future husband. But when I looked at him from top to bottom, I said, oh my goodness. You know, back then I wasn't working with angels, but I was working with a guide, and I said, you don't look like what I thought you were going to look like. Because he was really skinny and tall, because I didn't know he was a long-distance runner. He was a marathon runner. But, you know, I never dated men like that before. I dated different-looking men. You know, they were just different. They had bigger shoulders. They had, you know, more, you know, muscle mass. And here was like a really thin, tall, skinny guy, and I go, all I know is that I feel the energy. Like this, I see the light all around him. I know it's going to be my future husband. And I ended up marrying him 6 months later. But so here it says, keep an open mind. You know, if you see
I do have an open mind when it comes to that, but
okay.
The other different things, I was more, you know, focusing too much on the outside a little bit in the past. So,
okay.
You know, it's not to somebody that is so attractive and, you know, a little less attractive and who's going to make you happy. And so I'm open for that as well. You know what I mean?
And so, very good. Now that's what this card reading is saying. And then the first card saying is that work on your partnership. And what I get from here is work on your partnership skills. You know, your skills, your ability to give and take, communicate. You know, how is it for you to say what you need? Or how is it for you when you are upset? You know, how do you communicate? And we're not all perfect, so don't worry about being perfect before you have the relationship. But know that you definitely deserve love, and keep an open mind that you do have a soulmate coming to you. Absolutely. But it's going to really be on you to just keep an open mind, because the person of your dreams, that person of that's to be your soulmate, you know, the long-lasting soulmate, could be right next to you. But if you're expecting it to be a redhead instead of a blonde or brunette, you're gonna miss the person.
I changed my mind on that. I'm open to everything.
Okay.
I realize that you can miss out a lot in life because of, you know, not being open-minded, and I am open-minded, you know. And I also got the feeling that it's going to be more of something interracial anyway. I just got the feeling
that's what I'm picking up here also, because it may be different from your usual type and expectation. So absolutely, that's what I'm picking up also. Absolutely.
But it's coming hopefully soon, I hope.
Yeah.
You know?
Yet what it is also, like I said in the earlier program, you know, place your order once and know that they've heard you, you know.
Okay.
And in the meantime, the angels have heard you. You don't have to ask a lot. And don't worry. If you find yourself worrying, anybody else listening today, give your worries over to the angels. Because if you worry, then you literally block the manifestation. So you want to learn how to be peaceful, because by being peaceful, that's your access. That's your, you know, your connection to being able to feel and see. So as I have just only a couple minutes left on the show, I'll talk about that. You know, detoxify your environment. So it may be literally, some people really believe in feng shui. If you need to declutter your house, do that. If you need to declutter your clothes, like stuff that you know just doesn't work for you anymore, you know, give away certain things. Or you know, if you know it's time for you to try a different hairstyle, or it's a time for you, you know, it's all toxic means what doesn't work for you anymore. And if you know you want to take a chance to learn how to dance, or learn, you know, go to the Zumba class to meet other people, you know, or something that's kind of strange or something for you, if you know it's time, that's giving up toxic. Because anything that's occurring and creating a block for you is negative. So it's the time to free yourself up, give away, throw away, let go of what doesn't work anymore. And if happiness is what you want more of, and people, you know, you want to have energy. And by giving away, throwing away, cleaning out, detoxifying your body, you're going to have more energy to go to these places. You're going to have more energy to say hello, you know, and have courage. So that's the whole thing about use the archangels to detoxify your life, to help you, and to stay positive. Because when you're happy, you attract happiness. When you worry, you attract worry. So, you know, as we close this show today, I'm going to wish you all a really, really great weekend. Thank you so much for calling today. I appreciate your call. And if you want to message me more, find me on Facebook at B. Calvano Coaching. And also you can access the community of great lightworkers and healers at Doreen Virtue's page on Facebook. So thank you again for calling. I hope this was something that you could use. And I appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. So have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in. You can also find my shows now on iTunes as free podcasts. You can listen to any of the previous shows. And also you can go to my website, B. Calvano Coaching, to find out more about my services. I do angel card readings, full one-hour readings with you through email and then through a one-hour phone call follow-up with coaching and angel therapy. Thank you again. It's Barbara Calvano. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.